Do you remember the railway being used during the war? Was it used any differently?
Well, yes, there must. Yes, soldiers, because we had soldiers billeted that took over quite a lot of the houses and the place, you see. So they must have come. I suppose some of them would have come by train, but some of them would also have come in their lorries. Of course, there were Canadian and Newfoundland foresters working locally and all that. A lot of that wood probably went away by train. But you know, when you were young, well, not that I was so young, I was in my late teens, early 20s then, you just sort of didn't pay a lot of attention. But there were certainly a lot of people billeted locally, because a hotel was taken over, and St Anne's, which was a big house along at the other end of the town, Mackenzie Lodge was taken over, and then they built on a field. There was a flat field between here and the beginning of all. There were Nissen huts there, a lot of soldiers billeted there. And then in Rosemarkie, they'd taken over the big hotel. You know, a lot of servicemen, soldiers, and then there were airmen up on the top of Mount High. They had a place where they sort of repaired aircraft there.
You mentioned Canadians. Was that because they would know about wood?
Aye, foresters.
Right.
Likewise, the Newfoundlanders.
Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The Canadians were up above Killeen, if you know Killeen. And the Newfoundlanders were quite separate. They were between here and Cromarty. The Canadians were in uniform, not the Newfoundlanders. The Newfoundlanders, they were so poor, a lot of them, when they came. And before you knew where they were all in navy blue striped suits.
Mm-hmm.
Once they began to make a little money. Mm-hmm. But they weren't in uniform, they were quite apart. The others were really attached to the army.